Hi, it's me. It's coming up on around 6, well, I guess it's 5:40 in the morning, and woke up, been awake for about an hour and a half. Just thinking about this year, 2012, coming up. Just thinking, and not coming up with any conclusions. I've had to take sleep aids the last week or so. I just can't seem to shut my mind down. Really interesting. Never had that problem before. Well, yeah, I have. Who am I kidding? But just even though I'm tired at the end of the day, really tired, there always seem to be so many unanswered questions. You know, for some reason, I thought last year was going to be, quote, the year, quote, but it didn't turn out to be. I got a couple of things done, but this year is going to be some big things coming up. I just got a feeling, and I don't know if they're all going to be good or not. I may have a surgery coming up, an eye surgery, and that scares me to death. Actually, I may have two eye surgeries. I'm not sure. One on each eye for different reasons. And it's possible I could lose some vision this year, and that scares me. So I'm going to have to face the idea of taking a risk with the surgery or not, and maybe take a chance on losing my vision 5 years down the road. I just don't know. I'm not going to think about that now, but that's a big one. And, of course, there's always December 21st, which, of course, is when everybody says the Mayan calendar ends and the I Ching and the Hopi Indians and all these other things. And, of course, other prophets from the past. Yeah, do I really believe in it? No, not really. But it's hard to dismiss so many different ancient civilizations' predictions of things to change. Do I think the world's going to end on December 21st, 2012? No. But do I think things could drastically change? Absolutely. On the other hand, I may win the lottery on that day. I don't know. I did buy a couple of lottery tickets yesterday. Who knows? I could be a millionaire by tonight. I think today is going to be, let's see, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. I guess this will be the 5th. Jesus Christ, I can't believe how fast time is going already. I'm thinking about making some phone calls to some old friends of mine back home in my home state. Make some job inquiries. I'm going to have to be proactive in the next couple of weeks about a lot of things. Last year, I was content to let life happen, and of course, I was coming off of all the things that had happened the previous 2 years. It's taken me 2 years to get my groove back, as it were. Now I'm enjoying my house, and it's kind of a strange thing. I don't know how many of you will understand this, especially those of you who are young, but sometimes, and I don't have any children, I never had my own children, but sometimes when parents have kids that stay out late, they leave the light on for them, and sometimes if you have a house guest or, you know, you'll leave the downstairs light on just so they have something they can, to help navigate the house, you know. That can also be true when you're not comfortable in your own skin or in your own house or in your own life. Sometimes you won't indulge yourself in certain things in your own home because you're just not sure. I don't know. It's kind of strange. I remember after my divorce, it took me a long time. Well, let me give you an example. I know people who, after divorces, they won't even sleep in their own beds for years afterwards. They'll sleep. I had a cousin once who went through a divorce, and he slept on the couch. Was it my sister? I can't remember. It's somebody I know. He slept on the couch, you know. She just didn't want to sleep in the bed. I don't know why. Took her a couple of years to finally move back up into the bedroom. I think the same can be said for me in a lot of ways with regards to things I've done in the last 3 years, 2 years. And only recently, in the last maybe 3 or 4 months, that's changed. For example, this year I bought a Christmas tree, and it was beautiful. I haven't done that in almost 18 years, so that was good. So now I have to start being proactive on some things about what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. I'm no longer content to just let things happen, but again, with all the changes in the previous surgery I had 2 months ago, or coming up on 2.5 months ago, and what I may be facing, it's just a little daunting, you know? So I'm thinking. I'm just thinking. And I've been laying here for the last hour and a half. Well, I went downstairs and watched a little TV and saw a few infomercials, but it didn't do much for me. Usually I get really tantalized by all those infomercials, but now they just depress me. So I was laying here a minute ago listening to a book, an audio book, and it's one I've listened to countless times in the past. And I find it unsatisfactory also. So I had my trusty iPhone, and I decided to use the app to record this that I was helped develop, you know, with beta testing. And then I'm so happy to see that the developers have stayed true to their mission and made it completely accessible for those who don't see well. They've done a fine job. Real proud of them on that. There's not much else to really say right now. Just wanted to check in, and I don't know, I guess it's like throwing a bottle out in the ocean, you know, and just hope somebody hears it. Don't have a lot of people in my life right now, and that makes it difficult too, because the more alone somebody is, then the more they tend to think, and the more they think, the more they overthink, and the more they overthink, the more paranoid they get. And it can just be a difficult turn of events, you know? Could I travel somewhere? Maybe. I don't think I will. I have a convention coming up next month, but the person I was going to go with, we're no longer speaking for no particular reason. It just, things fade, you know. There's already been a lot of changes. I know 3 people who've lost their jobs. I know another woman who found out that she's going to lose her business. It's going to be closing at the end of the month. I'm just amazed at the changes that have already occurred in people's lives around me in the last month. And so I know 2012 is going to be a very interesting year, even before we get to December 21st, which, quite frankly, doesn't seem that far away. Maybe after talking to some friends, I don't know if I'd call them friends, I guess people I know from my childhood, maybe after talking to them, things will seem better before the end of the day. Let's hope so, huh? Anyway, I hope you have a good day. I hope you're having a good day wherever you are. And I hope that you're doing some thinking. You never know. It never hurts to think. You know, it never hurts to think. Okay. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you again soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Pause recording. Button. Pause recording.